This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Twins win today. They get another walk-off win, 5-4 over Kansas City, and they'll be looking to take the sweep tomorrow afternoon at 1:10. And then you have the Minnesota Frost over at the XL Energy Center, 3 minutes to go in the second period, tied at one between Minnesota and Ottawa, game three of the PWHL Finals. Got the Western Conference Finals tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder in game three. Thunder lead the series 2-0, and the Timberwolves trying to get back into it. And then there's St. Paul. Snelling and 94, or Snelling and University, those corners basically. That's where Allianz Field is. That's where Andy Greeter is going to be this evening as he takes in the Minnesota United Loons, taking on Austin FC as the Loons try to continue their hot streak to start the season. From the Pioneer Press, we do welcome Andy Greeter on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm good, Jonathan. How are you?
Good, good. By the way, I'm Jonathan Lowe, filling in for Steve Thompson this afternoon on Sports Saturday. I thought you might want to know, where's Steve? He's taking a weekend off, taking Memorial Day weekend off. We wish him the best, and he'll be back next week. Andy, let's get into this. So far, the story of this season for the Loons has been the stingy defense, the stinginess of this team, and at the back end of it is Dane St. Clair. He leads MLS with 7 clean sheets, or shutouts, basically. How big has he been on the back line?
Yeah, I think it's been collective. He's one of the best shot stoppers in MLS, but he doesn't have to face an array of shots coming at him on a nightly basis, so it's a collective thing. They've been good on the back line. They play a back five, and the three center backs in front of him and the defensive midfielder in front of him and Will Trapp most often have been great for most of the season, and they look to keep that up tonight.
And that was my second question. It's not just that St. Clair has been great keeping shots out of the net. He's only had to save 38 shots this season. That back defense has been great and just keeping teams from getting shots on goal.
Yeah, that's what Eric Ramsey, the head coach, has made his number one priority, is to be strong defensively and limit opposing chances. They're willing to allow the other team have the ball, have possession, and kind of make them have meaningless possession, have it in midfield and not have to face, you know, routine scoring chances. So it's been kind of a general, you know, ethos of this team, and it's panned out.
Now, Tani, I'm going to try to get this right. Tani Oluwaseyi is leading the team with 6 goals, but there are 9 players that have scored so far this season that have at least 1 goal on the sheet for the season. So that's a pretty big balance on getting people toward net and getting people in position to score.
Absolutely. You know, Kelvin Yeboah, who's probably their number one striker, he scored in the U.S. Open Cup midweek. He hadn't scored in about 8 games, but Tani Oluwaseyi has been leading the line. For Minnesota United, they had both of those guys up top for a large stretch of the beginning of the season. They've gone away from a 2-striker setup and had Tani Oluwaseyi be the number one striker, and have had Joaquin Pereira and Robin Lode as the, you know, kind of attacking midfielders that have been setting up Tani with scoring chances. And they've changed the shape up top and have had success with either way they've gone.
Now, the team has had a lot of success early on in the season. What made Coach Ramsey decide to shift those lineups, even though they started out gangbusters out the gate early on in the season?
Well, they had a little bit of a lull about a month or so ago, so that was part of it. Kelvin Yeboah dealt with an ankle injury, so that was another part of it. And I think it's just kind of being fluid and understanding what you're good at the moment and making the other team be second-guessing what you're going to do in a given game. You know, I think it's difficult to play against two strikers, two athletic forwards in Taniola Washeyi and Kelvin Yeboah. But I think it's also advantageous to have Joaquin Pereira, who's been one of the best attacking midfielders in MLS over this season, and Robin Lud, who's Mr. Versatile. But when he's closer to goal, he affects the other team more imminently. And I think that they can have half a dozen of one and six of the other and be able to get it done either way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're talking here on a Sports Saturday with Andy Greeter, the Minnesota United beat writer for the Pioneer Press. Austin FC coming to town tonight, and earlier this month, United went down to Texas, went down to Austin, and handled them 3-0, handled them pretty easily. But Austin's coming off of some really good play over the last few games. They drew a couple of times at home, including against Western-leading Vancouver, and then they beat Houston in the U.S. Open Cup earlier this week. So they're coming in on better form.
They are. But I think what's been peculiar about Austin is they have some pretty high-priced attackers, and have not been able to score goals. I think that's what's been interesting. I think they're 29th out of 30 teams in goals scored, and Minnesota United is in the top tier of the teams in the league that have been able to keep teams from scoring against them. So it's been kind of setting up for them to be able to keep that trend alive. But like you said, you know, they scored three against Houston in the U.S. Open Cup. Brandon Vasquez, who's probably their most recognizable name, he scored at the weekend, midweek, and comes in on a goal. So I think Minnesota United respects the attackers that Austin has, even if they don't have the goals to show for it.
And speaking of the U.S. Open Cup, the Loons are now in the quarterfinals of that event after they won 3-2 against St. Louis City FC on Wednesday night. It's looking like they're going to be the favorite to come out of the West with them left in Austin. The Loons will play Chicago, the Chicago Fire, coming up in the next round. But it looks like the way that the other teams are playing that's left on the west side of the bracket, the Loons are going to be the favorite.
Yeah, I would say given the fact that they have home field advantage for the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and if they make it that far for the final of the U.S. Open Cup, it was a draw that they held on Thursday, and the Loons were very lucky during it. So I think they might be the favorite to come out of the western side of the bracket given that. I would pause to say that they're that much of a favorite just given the fact that I think Greg Berhalter, the former U.S. men's national team coach, has turned around Chicago Fire. I think it's been interesting to see, you know, San Jose do what they've been able to do throughout so much of this beginning of the season. I think they lead MLS in goals scored in MLS. So I think it'll be interesting to see if they're able to get past Austin. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're in a good shape and a good position, but we'll see if they're able to pan out.
All right. Well, you've got the Loons hosting Austin FC coming up tonight at 7:30 over at Allianz Field. Should be a wonderful night to go watch a soccer match, a football match. You got any other plans after this game to enjoy the rest of the weekend?
That's a good question. You know, probably hang out with some friends and family. The decision day for the Premier League is tomorrow, so I've got some family coming over to watch some more soccer tomorrow morning.
There you go. It's always nice being over on this side of the pond to get up early, get some breakfast with some Premier League or some La Liga or Liga or one of those, the Bundesliga, something like that. Well, Andy, I've always talked to you over the phone for years and years and years. It's nice to talk to you for once on the actual radio air.
Yeah, for sure. Have a real conversation. I appreciate you having me on, Jonathan. It was a blast.
No problem. That is Andy Greeter. Thank him for joining us, the Minnesota United beat writer for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Cold War Banker Hotline. We're almost there. It's almost time. We're almost done. I'm going to come back and do what I like to do best, give you some scores from the day. We'll come back in just a couple minutes here on News Talk 830.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.